I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic, a local health center here in the St. Louis region, and bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. We know right now people are just flat out sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want to be healthy. They want to be restored, renewed, repaired. They want to be living a life of abundant health without the use and need for drugs or surgeries. We know people want that, but many times they don't know where to go to achieve that. And so we have this show for the main purpose and mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. And I know this is a huge mission. This is why I get up every morning, is because I realize that we all want to be healthy and we want to feel great. We want to look great. We actually want to be functioning well, and we want to do it without drugs or surgery, but we're lost. We're lost in our culture. And so, you know, on today's show, we're going to be discussing some things that have come out in the news lately that are probably going to shock some of you. Some of you are going to realize, yeah, that doesn't surprise you. It's going to be right up the alley of what you've always thought. We're going to talk about some sleeping myths, so some things that we've maybe been lied to about when it comes to sleep, or maybe what we lie to ourselves about when it comes to sleep and the quality of sleep. And then also we're going to be going over patient testimonies of how some of our patients have gotten their life back, and I want to share with you some of their stories today on the air. If you've never heard me before, my name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and my health center is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. And we're right in the heart of St. Louis. So we are at the corner of Manchester, McKnight, in Rock Hill, Missouri. And so, you know, people can go to our website to get a hold of us. You can call in over the air. And so I'm going to give that number here in a few seconds. And then also every single week, I want to make sure that our listeners have the opportunity to get our newsletter of the week, or sometimes it's a recipe of the week. Well, this week is going to be a all-purpose cleaner recipe. So actually, when it comes to spring cleaning, we are going to be sending out a all-purpose cleaner recipe. So it's actually a cleaner that you can make on your own at home, which is going to save you from being exposed to many toxins in a lot of the products that we're currently using, but also it's going to save you money. So I want to make sure you get that. So that is our naturally safe all-purpose cleaner recipe. We're going to be able to send that out to you. All you got to do is pick up the phone right now and text in your email address. When you text in your email address, we'll be able to get that recipe sent out to you. So this is for the natural all-purpose cleaner recipe. Text this number right now with your email address. The number to text is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. All right, let's get into some current news. So the current news, I just saw this past week that the first genetically modified salmon was sold in Canada this past month. And so the first genetically modified or genetically engineered salmon was sold in Canada this past month. I'm thankful that it wasn't sold here at first, but we realize that people are being exposed to chemically altered products. They're being exposed to genetically altered products. And what's insane is that this article I was reading was talking about how it's such a great thing, and that it compared the size of a salmon, 18-month-old salmon versus another 18-month-old salmon, one that was in nature and one was that genetically modified. And the genetically modified salmon, although it was the same age as the naturally raised salmon at 18 months, it was twice the size. And so it was twice the size, and they're really bragging about how it's going to, you know, the sales are up from this, the restaurants are buying it, the grocery stores are buying it because you're getting more bang for your buck. And so I just got to step back and we got to say, like, okay, is this good or bad? Like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? There's arguments on both sides, but down the path, is it really going to be better for us or worse for us? And I got to tell you, from the research that I see and what genetically changing products does to us physically, to me, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense how we could look at that and be like, okay, that's better for us. A salmon that's going to grow two times the size in the same period as a salmon that's naturally raised is going to be half the size of it. It just doesn't make sense. And so we know there's going to be some long-term health repercussions from that. And we gotta wake up and say, listen, some people may think it's a great scientific find and great for mankind. But at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like it's right. It doesn't seem like we're changing genetics of a salmon to make it grow faster, twice as fast, is going to really end up working in our benefit, right? And so look that up. It's the first genetically engineered salmon sold in Canada. You can look up that article and read more about that. So guys, you know, right now in our culture, we are over-medicated. Right now in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population, and we take 80% of the world's drugs. And so we know we're missing the mark. We're missing the mark on this. We're one of two countries in the world where they can actually market to the consumer when it comes to drugs via drug ads, magazine articles, you name it, where they're actually marketing to us. And a lot of it is marketed to us with fear mongering, right? So it's based off of fear. And we're seeing that through commercials. I mean, we're seeing that with the shingles vaccine. We're seeing that through the pneumonia vaccine, the HPV vaccine. I mean, you name it, with the measles outbreaks. I mean, the media is driven towards fear when it comes to sickness and crisis. And so we gotta ask more questions. Like, is this really where our culture is headed? Is this really what's going to drive us into making decisions for our health, that we're going to be driven by fear? And I think if we've ever make decisions out of fear, it's never a good thing, right? It's never a good thing to make decisions out of fear. So, you know, look at some of those commercials on TV when it's like, hey, mom, did you know that if you gave me the HPV vaccine that I wouldn't get cancer, type of thing? Like, I mean, that is fear mongering. And so whether you believe in the vaccine or not, that's not the point. The point is that it's based off of fear. And so we don't want that to be the driving force when it comes to healthcare. And so how do we deter people from making lifestyle choices or health decisions based off of fears? Because we understand what the principles of health are, that we understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're not designed to just be broken, that our organs, they work together. They're not just pieced together by chance, that they actually work together. And at every single millisecond, that there's a symphony of cellular reactions happening in your body right now. And you don't have to will it, but it's happening for you. I mean, that's what's amazing, is that your body is working for you. It's never working against you. And so if we wrap our head around how amazing our body is, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body's designed to heal, it desires to heal, and that every symptom, although it may not feel great, is a blessing. And if we do something about it, then that's really where our foundation of health should come from, is understanding that you're a miracle. And that if we do the things that are going to support that belief and that truth and that fact that our body's working for us and never against us, then eating healthier, getting your spine adjusted, detoxing, exercising every day is going to be a better option for you, right? It's skipping the bad decisions is going to be easier for you if your action steps add up to your belief systems that your body's designed to heal, and that the definition of health isn't necessarily how you look and how you feel, but the definition of health is how your body's healing and functioning. That's the definition of health. So if you're focused on healing and functioning with every decision that you make, then you're gonna yield the great results that we all want. It's not gonna be easy though. I'll be honest with you. Our culture is not designed to be easy. Our culture is not designed to be healthy. Our culture is designed to be comfortable, convenient, and cheap when it comes to health. And the culture doesn't say that, but it's trying to meet the needs of the consumer, right? So the consumer says, I want to be really comfortable with my health. I really want to be convenient, and I don't want to spend a dime on my health. I want my insurance to cover everything, guys. Well, newsflash here. Insurance doesn't care about your health. They care about how much money you cost them, right? So insurance doesn't care about health. It is a business, right? The person responsible for your health is going to be you. It's going to be you. And so we got to realize that what's happening in our culture is driven by the consumer decisions and the consumer desires to want to feel great with a quick fix, to rub a pill, to have a pill, potion, or lotion make you feel better short term, but never actually getting to the cause of the problem. And so one of our patients that came in about 6 months ago, her name's Cassie. She was listening to the radio show and she called in. I'll never forget when she called in. She goes, Dr. Nick, I never call into the radio, but from what you said today makes complete sense to me. I go, what did I say that really stood out to you? She said, well, I keep having allergies every single year, this time of year, and it leads into a sinus infection. And I just keep medicating, and the headaches keep getting worse and worse and worse. So I think I have sinus headaches. I think I have allergy issues. But my endocrinologist and my allergist and my primary care physician just say, hey, take more medication because that's what's going to fix your headaches. Take more allergy medication because that's what's going to fix your allergies. Here's an antibiotic for your sinus infections. And she goes, you know what's crazy, Dr. Nick, is I keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's called insanity. And I've been listening to your radio show. I never call into the radio, but I'm literally feel like I'm just on a hamster on a wheel, just not changing anything, and things keep getting worse. And so we went over with her how important the spine is and how it controls everything, and why I'm a corrective care chiropractor is because the signals from the brain that travel down the spinal cord out of the spine, out of the neck, that goes to every single cell, tissue, and organ of the body. And so for her heart to beat, for her lungs to breathe, for her stomach to digest food, even for her immune system to be able to respond to the differences in weather or the allergens that she's exposed to, for the blood vessels to relax or constrict that go to her head, for the muscles to be able to function correctly in her neck had to be healthy, and so does yours. And so if her neck wasn't healthy, that would be what's causing her headaches and allergies. And so we did a full exam of her spine. We did a full set of x-rays, and her neck from the side should have been at a 45-degree curve, and hers was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curvature in her spine. Guys, and she was in her early 40s, and I asked her what happened. She goes, well, I did gymnastics when I was growing up. I was in one or two fender benders, and I have a desk job. All of that's made things worse, hasn't it? I go, yes, it has. And so we started to address Cassie's neck. We started to adjust her neck, started to correct her neck, taking pressure off the nervous system. Her headaches went away. Her allergies went away. She got off all four medications. And now, fast forward, like I said, 6 months she's been under care in our clinic. She's happier. She's healthier. She says she looks better. She's losing weight, and she has her health back. She has her health back. And so it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at the heart of Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. And listen, if you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with headaches and or allergies, normally it's $140 to come into a clinic. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. We ask that you call. Right now, when you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. It has been an awesome show so far. We're getting calls and text messages left and right of people wanting to come to our clinic and also get our, I call it the freebie of the week. We'll call it that to this week. It's our healthy all-purpose cleaner recipe. And so we're going to be sending out a recipe for a naturally safe all-purpose cleaner, because that way you can avoid any chemicals you're being exposed to with your current cleaning products, and it's going to save you money. So I want to get this into your hands. The best way to get this freebie of the week is by texting in your email address. When you text in your email address, we will send you the all-purpose cleaner recipe, okay? So the number to text in with your email address is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Guys, I am the owner and operator of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region. And our main mission, my main purpose to get up every single morning is to really shake the healthcare model, to really transform the way that we view and manage our health in order to prevent and reverse sickness and disease. And so that happens by applying the five essentials of health. So essential number one is our mindset. Every week on the radio, we're really addressing our mindset. How do we view what's happening in our culture? And do we want to be part of what everyone else is doing with their current sick care model? Or do we actually want to focus on real healthcare, right? And so we got to change our mindset. Number two is our nervous system and our spinal cord and how vital our nervous system is for our health. It's the master control system of the body. It's the central nervous system, and our spine protects the central nervous system. It controls and protects every single function of the body. So right now, for you to be able to process what I'm saying, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal on your hand or your foot, for your hormones to be produced to the exact level that they should be produced for your age, your brain controls it all. And your brain is hardwired. It's literally hardwired to every single cellular reaction of the body. It's not Bluetooth. It's hardwired. And so from the back, our spine must be straight up and down. And from the side, we must have 345-degree curves. If we've lost these curvatures from the side, it puts damaging pressure on the spinal cord of the nervous system, therefore causing us not to be able to heal correctly. And so we want to make sure that people are actually healing and functioning optimally, not just feeling great and looking great, but we want people to heal great. That's what it's all about. If we're healing great, we're going to be feeling amazing, right? If we're healing great, we're going to be looking amazing, right? And so we got to make sure we're healing correctly. Number three is we got to make sure that we're eating the right fuel that we need, the right nutrients, the right minerals that our body needs to heal at a capacity that really, at the end of the day, we are under assault when it comes to the poor nutrition we're being exposed to, right? And so we got to make sure we are fueling our body with the right nutrients, minerals, and resources that it needs to be able to function optimally. Number four is we have to move our joints. And so we're supposed to exercise every day to some capacity. My rule of thumb is that you sweat every day, move those joints, get your heart rate up, get your lungs opened up, getting oxygen into the system. And number five is that we minimize toxicity. We reduce the level of toxic load we're being exposed to. Guys, I think it's one of the biggest areas of an epidemic, I would say, that's impacting the next generations. That it's a concern, because we know that they're being exposed, and we're being exposed, and they're being exposed to higher levels of chemicals than ever before in history, believe it or not. And we're being lied to that it's okay. It's okay just to be exposed to these things. It's not okay. That's why on today's show, if you text in with your email address, I'm going to send you a natural all-purpose cleaner recipe, so you can actually make this on your own. You know what's going into it. You know how good it is for you, and you're going to be saving money. So the number to text in with your email address is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. You know, we talked about Cassie on the last segment, and over the break, I was just thinking more and more about her and how she's like in her early 40s. And how 6 months ago she came in on four medications, two for chronic allergy and sinus issues and infections, and then two for headaches. And I just think about, if she didn't call in, if she didn't come into our office as a new patient, what would have happened? And we know that when there is a symptom of any kind, and I had this conversation with her that, listen, with headaches and allergies, you can do nothing about it. And we know that with time, life, and stress, things are going to get worse. You can medicate for it, which is what Cassie was doing, and you can just cover up the symptoms short term, but actually things are going to get worse. And then three is you can actually figure out what's causing it and correct the cause. And she goes, well, I'm eating healthy, I'm exercising, I'm taking all these supplements. I go, listen, has anyone looked at your spine? And she goes, no one never told me my spine, I should look at my spine, because I don't have neck pain. And I said, Cassie, the nerves that come out of your neck go straight to your immune system. They go straight to your eyes, ears, nose, and throat. They go to the base of your skull, which can cause headaches. Listen, if we can help you, what does your life look like? She goes, I'm gonna feel happier. I'm gonna feel better. I'm gonna look better because I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna be happier. I'm just gonna be a nicer person all around. And so now, 6 months later, Cassie has her life back. She's off 4 medications. Her headaches are gone. Her allergies are gone. She hasn't had a sinus infection since she's been under care in our clinic. Her allergies this year are incredibly better. She's not taking any medications, and she has her life back. And I wonder how many people are listening who maybe are told that they're going to have headaches forever, or you're going to have allergies forever. I'm telling patients that come to our clinic, listen, there's another way. There's more hope. We can't listen to what the culture says, because if we listen to what the culture says, everyone's looking for a quick fix and it's never going to fix anything. Listen, because if it took time to get there, it takes time to change. And that's for anything, right? That's for anything when it comes to health. And so, you know, early on the show too, I was talking about how this is the latest news in health. I mean, there's some positive things, but more often than not, there's more negative things. There's more negative things happening. And so we know right now that just came out this last month that the first genetically engineered salmon was sold in Canada. I mean, we're taking a salmon genome genetically and we're changing the genes of the salmon. And why? To make it grow twice as fast. Like, it just doesn't work. It didn't work for the chicken industry. It didn't work for farming industry. It's not working. And so why are we trying to do it with salmon? Now, it was sold in Canada. It hasn't been sold in the U.S. Make sure you look up this article, first genetically engineered salmon sold in Canada. First genetically engineered salmon sold in Canada. And we just got to let's ask more questions, not just say, well, it's a great scientific, you know, outcome. It's cutting edge science. Listen, we can all be all about cutting edge science, but if it's going to harm us in the long run, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So let's just ask more questions before our culture just blankets something that may seem to be good, but actually long term is going to actually harm us, and we don't want that, right? Another thing that came out just this past week, and this isn't positive at all, but hey, this is just reality. Indicators of despair are rising among Gen Xers entering their middle ages. Okay, I'm going to say this again. There was actually an article that came out saying that indicators of despair are rising among Gen Xers, which, if you're not familiar with that, that's between 30 to 40 years old, entering middle age. So that's me. So I'm 36 years old, and I'm a Gen Xer. And so listen to what's happening. More people in my age range, between ages of 30 to 40 years old, are becoming depressed. They have a lack of empathy. So they're apathetic. They are, for lack of better terms, becoming lazier as they get older, right? They have no drive. They lose their drive and passion for life. I mean, they use the word despair. I mean, come on, guys. This is crazy. This is the next leaders of our country, the next leaders of our children, right? I have three kids, 5, 3, and 1, and you're telling me that my generation, 30 to 40 year olds right now, there's more despair in them than ever before, like than any other generation before us. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how are the kids, how are my generation's kids going to follow parents that have despair, that they're depressed, that they're anxious, that they're worried, that they have no drive or passion for life? Like, what's happening? Guys, I'm telling you guys this because I don't want my listeners, my patients, my family and friends to become part of the norm. If you're becoming part of the norm, then things like despair are going to creep in. Things like multiple medications are going to creep in. Things like multiple surgeries that are unnecessary are going to creep in. Things are going to creep in into your mind because you're listening to the culture say that it's okay for your kid to be on ADHD medication, that it's okay for your kid to get multiple sets of tubes in their ears, that it's okay for you to be on an antidepressant for how long? The rest of your life. Listen, don't listen to the mainstream because it's not going to lead towards a healthy, abundant life. It's just not. It's just not. We're in a culture that's teaching us that it's okay to be sick and suffer. It's okay just to be chronically ill. It's okay to be overweight. It's okay to have a level of despair. Like, I don't get it. Like, man, let's get back the passion of life. Like, let's be passionate about life. Let's drive towards something that's going to mean something. I mean, we got kids to lead. Some of you got great grandkids to lead. Listen, you got people at work, at church, you got family, friends, whatever it is. Listen, let's be the light in their life, right? And so, one of those people that just I was reading this and just it stood out to me. One of those patients that came in, his name is Jared. He came in about 3 months ago. He came in with horrible lower back pain. He goes, "Dr. Nick, I'm here because I can't even lift my kids." I go, "Tell me more about that." He goes, "Dr. Nick, I was an athlete through college. I sit at a desk now. I'm a CPA. I'm an accountant. And I the more and more I sit, I keep gaining weight. I keep getting sick more often. I keep putting on more medications." And guys, by the way, he was 38 years old. He's 38 years old when he came in 3 months ago. And he goes, "Dr. Nick, like I want to feel great. I want my lower back pain to go away because right now I'm waking up with it, I'm going to bed with it, and nothing seems to be going away. And I've just been dealing with it. I've been told just to deal with it. And now it's getting to the point where I can't exercise anymore. I'm losing my identity because I have such low back pain. I can't pick up my kids. I can't lift my kids. I can't throw the ball with my kids. I can't kick the soccer ball around with my kids because I'm worried about my back pain." He goes, "Dr. Nick, I was listening to your radio show. It's going on almost 2 years now. My wife said I have to call in." And I know some people are listening right now who are like, "I'm listening, but I'm not going to call in. I'm listening, I'm not going to call in." Well, Jared finally was forced to call in, not just from his lower back pain that became chronic, but with his wife said, "You have to be a better dad and a better leader of our home. Because right now, I know you're in extreme pain, but you can't even function as a father." And so we did a full exam of Jared. We sat down with him. We went over his health history. We went over his health goals. We did a nervous system evaluation and scan, and we did a full set of x-rays. And lo and behold, we found damage in his lower back. He had disc degeneration, bone spurring, and from the side, he needed to have a 45-degree curve to be healthy in his lower back, a nice shape of a C. His was not lost by 90% loss of the curvature in his lower back. We found what was causing his lower back pain. We put him through a specific regimen of chiropractic care, spinal rehab in our office, and teaching him to do things at home. And Jared, this is awesome, Jared, within 90 days, within 3 months, he has no more back pain. He's able to play sports with his kids. He's now coaching his kids' soccer team. He's losing weight. He's sleeping better. And his wife literally came into the office with him a couple weeks ago and was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have my husband back. The kids have their dad back." And it all started with Jared calling into the office to get rid of his lower back pain, and now he's a new person. He has his life back. He has his life back. And it all started with him coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening right now and you know you need to see if we can help you with your lower back pain, normally it's $140 for a new patient and x-rays. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, I will schedule you and it will only be $40. You literally save $100. So if you call right now, I will schedule you. We'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region. We are all over social media on Instagram. Find us, follow us, go to our website. We have a lot of great free recipes on our website for not only nutrition, but even cleaning products. And so I wanted to get a healthy cleaning, all-purpose cleaner into your hands. It's a recipe, actually. So it's a recipe where you can make it on your own. You're going to save money. You're going to avoid toxins. And so I want to make sure that you get this into your hands. And so the best way for me to get you this recipe, which is going to keep you healthy and save you money, is by texting. Texting is the best way to do this. So text in your email address and I'll email you this recipe. The number to text in right now to get the healthy, cleaner recipe is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, over the last couple segments, we've had a lot of feedback on Facebook. We've had a lot of feedback with text, with calling in, a lot of people scheduling new patient appointments, and people being shocked about some of the articles I was sharing. You know, a couple of the articles I was sharing, the first one was talking about how the first genetically engineered or genetically modified salmon was sold in Canada. And thank God it wasn't sold here yet, but it was sold in Canada. And it's after 18 months of growing, it's now twice the size as a normal 18-month-old salmon. And so how can we look at that as a culture and think that's okay? It's just not okay. I mean, there's going to be long-term health effects from that. And we don't even think about that. We think about, well, the bigger, the better, the faster. Bigger, faster, better. All right? It's not the case. If we're literally changing a genome, genetically engineering something to be bigger, faster, there's no way that can be good for us. It didn't work for the chicken industry. It's not working in the farming industry. It's not working in the cattle industry. It's not working. But now we're going to the water and trying to change salmon. It's not good. I also shared the second article that was actually it's, I don't want to say depressing, but it's just look around. Like, what's happening? This article says that there's indicators of despair rising, increasing among Gen Xers entering middle ages. So that's me, 30 to 40 years old. I'm 36 years old. So there's indicators of despair rising in my generation, in my age range. Why are we under a level of despair? Like, that means that there's no passion for life. There's depression, there's anxiety, there's worry, there's lack of drive. And we expect to be leading the next generations. We expect to be leading kids up, and we're depressed, anxious, and worried, and have no drive. What's happening, right? And so this is our norm. This is the cultural norm right now. And so if you want to fit in, if you want to be average, I'm sorry, the results will not work in your favor. We can't be like everybody else and expect different results. We whether that's with our health, with our finances, with our marriage, with our spiritual health, right, with our nutritional decisions, with our spinal decisions, with our job decisions, career decisions. If we expect it to be like, if we do everything like everybody else in America, you don't want to be on that side of the line, right? You want to be different. You want to be set apart. You don't want to have a level of despair. Like, you don't want to be sick and suffering. You don't want to be on multiple medications, right? Nobody wants that, but we don't know how to avoid it. This is why we do the show, is to give people, when it comes to the health, what are some things you can do with your health that's going to make you different to get different results? Whether that's your mindset, whether that's your spinal health, nutritional health, exercise, detoxing, right? We got to look at these five essentials when it comes to our health, so we realize that we have a part to play in this. You know, I talked about earlier in the show, I talked about Cassie. Cassie is in her early 40s, and she suffered with headaches, suffered with allergies year after year, was taking multiple medications, and 6 months after coming to our clinic, her headaches are gone, her allergies are completely gone, and she hasn't had any allergy or sinus issues since she's been in our office. She's off all of her medications in 6 months. Cassie has her life back. She's happier. She's healthier. She's losing weight. She has her life back. You know what? It all started with her calling into our show, though, and getting plugged into our clinic. We also talked about Jared, who's in his late 30s. His lower back pain was chronic, and he got to the point where he couldn't even play with his kids. He couldn't lift his kids, and his wife forced him to call into our show. He's like, I never call into the radio, but my wife is forcing me to because I'm not a good dad. I'm not a good husband because I'm in so much pain. I can't be. 3 months later, Jared's pain is gone. He's coaching his kid's soccer game. He's playing catch with the kids every night. His wife came in just last week saying that, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And she was getting emotional because she's like, I got my husband back. I don't know what you guys did, but I got my husband back. And so when we see stories like that, life stories like that, real stories, that people are actually getting their life back and transformed in their late 30s, early 40s, late 70s, whatever age it is, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. When you see people being restored and renewed and repaired and made whole again by simply taking out interferences in their lifestyle and in their spine. That's when everything changes. Guys, if you've never had your spine checked, if you've never been to a corrective care chiropractor, and you're not maintaining your spine with chiropractic care, my question is, what else are you doing? You can't ignore that. You can't ignore the plain fact that your spine must be healthy to have a healthy nervous system. I mean, neurosurgeons get it. Orthopedic surgeons understand it. Nurses understand. Primary care physicians understand. Pharmacists understand that. The MDs understand that. They just don't know that proper chiropractic care is what helps your spine be healthy and stay healthy. But if you talk to all the MDs and surgeons in my clinic, if you talk in my clinic, in my office, and all the pharmacists in my office who are actually patients in our clinic, all the nurses who are patients in our clinic, every time they come in for an appointment, they say, "Dr. Nick, if only my patients would listen, if only my patients would come here, they'd be so much better. They'd be so much better." Guys, chiropractic is not about pain relief. It's about restoring the function and healing of the body. So therefore, you start to feel great. Now, do we help with headaches, allergies, lower back pain, hip pain, energy levels, sleep pat? Absolutely. We help with all that. But we got to understand that the value of the healing capacity of our body starts within our nervous system. It starts within our brain. Our brain controls everything in the body. And, you know, when we see people apply this principle that the power that made the body heals the body, that if we take the interferences out of the spine, then my nervous system is going to be healthier, therefore my body will function better, then guess what happens? It heals every time. And one of my favorite patients, her name's Sharon, she's been a patient for about a year, and she called in from the radio show and she said, "Listen, I have horrible hip pain. I feel like I can't walk as well as I used to. I heard you on the radio. I don't really believe in chiropractic, but what you said makes sense, that if there's damage in my lower back, that's what's causing my hip pain. If there's damage in my neck, that's what's causing my energy levels to be down. That's what's causing my posture to be off. That's what's causing my balance to be off." Well, I just had a review with her just this last week, and she goes, "Dr. Nick, I'm feeling young." By the way, guys, Sharon's in her late 70s. She goes, "Dr. Nick, I feel younger. Like, my hip pain is gone. I'm walking normal again. I'm not limping. I can walk. I have better balance." My primary care physician says, "I don't know what you're doing, Sharon, but keep doing it. Your blood work's coming back normal." And Sharon came in just for hip pain. So when Sharon came in, we did a full exam. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a full set of x-rays in our clinic. And we found a scoliosis in her lower back. That's a curvature in the spine where there shouldn't be. And we found a scoliosis in her lower back. There was disc degeneration. There was bone spurring in her spine. And this is what was causing everything that was going on. Well, we started to correct her spine. We started to adjust her spine and do spinal rehab. And fast forward, her hip pain is gone. Her primary care physician said, "Keep getting adjusted because it's changed your life. Your balance is better. You're losing weight. You're walking better, and you're feeling like you're young. You feel younger, and you have more energy. Why would you ever stop going to a chiropractor?" He said to her, "Why would you ever stop? I didn't know chiropractic could help with all those things, Sharon. But from what you say and what your blood work shows, everything is working better." He goes, "You are getting healthier since the last time I saw you, and this is so rare that I want you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep going to the chiropractor." And it all started with Sharon coming in with hip pain. Not to feel younger or to lose weight or to walk better or have more balance. That was all a side effect of getting healthy. And so it all started with Sharon coming to the clinic, though. Like, she listened to the show long enough to where she was doing a lot of things right lifestyle-wise, but she actually never seen what her spine looked like. So it all started coming to her clinic. And our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. And so if you're listening right now and you say, "Man, I have hip pain. I want to feel younger. I want to have more energy. I want to see if these guys can help me." Normally it's $140 when you come into our clinic, but if you're listening right now and you call right now, it's only $40. You literally save $100. And that covers your entire new patient appointment and x-rays, which is amazing. So this is all you got to do is pick up the phone, call now. I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no additional costs whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. 1-4. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. I got to tell you guys, we're getting so many text messages in. We're getting callers left and right. So if you have gotten the voicemail, hang tight. I will call you right back. This is one of those shows where when I see people care about their health, it reminds me of why I do what I do. You know, sometimes in not only in my profession, but in our passion and with what we do in our clinic, sometimes things can get weary. Sometimes you can get wore out. Sometimes you can feel like you're beating your head up against the wall because you're the weird one, right? You're the one that's in the culture that says, "Hey, medications aren't always the best route," or "Hey, how about vaccines aren't always the right answer right away or ever." Oh, hey, you know, chiropractic works better than drugs and surgery. You have to come back and actually correct your spine and maintain your spine for how long? The rest of your life. Like, sometimes it's not popular. But you know what? Doing the popular thing in our culture is not going to yield results. Okay? It's just not going to yield results. So we can't be doing things just because everyone else is doing them. If you're the weird one, if you're the one that stands out and says, "Listen, you're the one that eats kale at every meal. You're the one that is going to go to the chiropractor for the rest of your life. You're the one that's going to take, you know, great supplements all the time. You're the one that's going to go to bed early or on time. You're the one that's going to focus on detoxing. You're the one that's going to work out at 4:30 in the morning. You're the one that's going to put one of the something on your phone that's going to protect you from all the radiation that these things are putting off." If you're the weird one, congratulations, because guess what? That's exactly where you got to be in our culture. You got to be doing what everyone else isn't, and people are going to look at you and be like, "You're crazy." But listen, crazy yields results. I'm not looking for perfection. We just want results. So that's why we do this show. That's why I have a clinic that sees thousands of people, is because I know that people need to be healthy, and we have to provide a place, a beacon of hope, the lighthouse of the community, where people can come and escape. There's literally, when they walk into our clinic, there's an atmospheric change. Literally, something changes where people walk in and are like, "Why is everyone so happy? Why do they leave with a smile on their face? Why is everyone doing weird exercises? What's the loud noise? What kind of music are they playing here?" Like, all these things. Listen, I want there to be an atmospheric pressure change. Literally, when they walk into our clinic, they walk into a beacon of hope, the house of hope, the house of healing. And if you're a patient, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you walk into our clinic, it is palpable. You can actually feel the difference when you're in our clinic from a place that where we focus on health and healing and not sickness and disease. Health and healing. That we're not waiting for the next pill, potion, or lotion to rub on you or to give you, but we're taking interference out of the spine so the body can heal itself. We're educating people on how to live a healthy lifestyle, and that's the key word, a lifestyle. Not a 30-day challenge, not, "Hey, let's get healthy for a month and then fall off the wagon." And don't get me wrong, guys, we're all going to fall off the wagon, but what we encourage and what we want to do in our clinic is get you back on and keep you on for as long as possible. Why? Because we know that if you do that, you have a better chance of avoiding sickness, suffering, and disease. You just have a better chance of it. You know, we shared some articles on the show today that we're getting some feedback on already, and some is shocking feedback, some is like, "That doesn't surprise me" feedback. And so, just so you guys know, you guys can Google this or look this up yourself, but the first genetically engineered salmon was sold in Canada just this last month. And so it is at the same age, in comparison of size and weight, the same age, 18-month-old naturally raised salmon versus an 18-month-old genetically modified salmon. The GMO salmon is 2 times the size as the naturally raised one. So think about this. Is that good or bad in our culture? What do you think? It's not working for the cattle industry. It's not working for the farming industry. It's not working for the chicken industry, that if you genetically modify something or genetically modify even the feed alone, you give them hormones, steroids, whatever it is, if you're altering the natural course of life in an animal, it's going to impact our course of life if we're eating it. I'll say it again. If you genetically alter, whether it's with chemicals from a GMO perspective, injections of hormones, steroids, antibiotics, whatever it is, if you alter the chemistry and the genome, genetic outcome of an animal, eating it, if we're going to eat it, it's going to impact us negatively. And we can't deny this. If you look at some of the research out there, and don't get me wrong, guys, I'm pro science. I'm pro advancement, but I don't want to lack quality either. We're losing sight of quality and health results. Just for the simple thing with this in particular, genetically modified salmon to make it bigger and faster, that's just not good. I think it's a money game at that point. You know, the second article I shared is that there's indicators of despair rising in among Gen Xers entering middle age, which is, by the way, me. 30 to 40 year olds are now showing signs of increased despair, depression, anxiety, apathy, a lack of drive, laziness, you name it, one or all of those things all are lumped under this thing called despair, and it's rising in my generation, and it's scary to think that my generation, it has a level of despair that's skyrocketing, and we're expected to raise the next generation. You know, I couldn't imagine having a level of despair, depression, anxiety, worry chronically, and expect to raise 3 kids under 5. How in a positive way? How is that going to work? And so we got to step back and say, look ourselves in the mirror and say, what part do we have to play? What are we doing to help with this? Are we going to be a part of the cultural norm, or are we going to set aside? Are we going to do something completely different? And so, you know, we talked about on the show earlier, we talked about how Cassie is in her early 40s. She got off 4 medications for headaches and allergies. Her allergies are gone. Her headaches are completely gone. Cassie has her life back. You know why? She chose to be completely set aside and different from the cultural norm, which the cultural norm for her said, here, your headaches are normal because it runs in your family. Hey, it's St. Louis's fault that you have bad allergies. Here, just take more medication. She said, I'm not going to do this. It's not working. I need to find something that works. I'm going to go to Health From Within Family Chiropractic, which we're actually going to look for the cause of the problem, take pressure off the spinal cord, and the body's going to start to heal itself. And guess what? At the end of the day, we get results. We want to get results. The other thing, we talked about Jared, who was in his late 30s, suffering with low back pain. He couldn't be a good dad because he couldn't play with his kids. He couldn't even lift his kids because his back pain was so bad. Fast forward 3 months, Jared's off medications for his back pain. His low back pain is completely gone. By the way, he did not need surgery. He did not need injections. And now he's the coach for his kids' soccer team. He's throwing ball with his kids. And his wife said, I don't know what you're doing with him, but he's a new man. He's a new husband. He's a new dad. And I know it's because he's feeling so much better. We talked about Sharon, who was a listener to our show for years. And she came in with hip pain. Well, fast forward, it's been a year now since she came into our clinic. She's still under care in our clinic, but for wellness and prevention, her hip pain is gone. She's losing weight. She's actually feeling younger. And by the way, she's in her late 70s. She's walking with better balance now, and she has her life back. See, that's why I get up in the morning, is for life stories, for life change. You know, also, why we do what we do is because we want to debunk the myths that are out there. There's myths out there right now when it comes to our health, specifically sleeping myths. So there's myths about sleep that I wanted to debunk quickly for you guys so that we realize that what's happening, what the lies that we told ourselves or tell ourselves, been told about ourselves or we tell ourselves, are exactly that. They're lies. And so research coming out saying that you can't survive a healthy life. You can't have a healthy life if you sleep less than 5 hours a night. Myth number one. You can't have a good night's restful night's sleep if you rely on alcohol to sleep. Myth number two. You can't sleep well and have a good night's rest if you're eating tons of sugar before bed. Ice cream, popcorn, soda, you name it. And then myth number four is that melatonin chronically is not good. Why? Because melatonin is produced by our brainstem. Our brain actually creates melatonin. And so if you're relying on melatonin every night to sleep, that's not good, because now your body's going to say, well, you're providing me melatonin supplements, which, by the way, side note, is better than pain med. Better than sleeping meds. But still, melatonin, chronic use of melatonin supplements is going to keep your brain from forming melatonin. So those are just some five myths right there, that don't drink alcohol before sleep. Don't eat sugary things before you sleep. You have to sleep more than 5 hours per night. And don't rely on melatonin, but instead rely on like things like magnesium, or shutting down technology, or taking an Epsom salt bath, which will help stimulate melatonin production and get you to sleep better. You know, the last testimony I want to share with you guys is about Elsa. Elsa is a patient. She's in her early 30s, and she had horrible headaches 3 to 4 times a week. She had no energy. Literally, she woke up tired and went to bed tired. She was tired all day long, and she suffered with neck pain. Her parents dragged her into the clinic. She goes, I don't believe in chiropractic care. I go, so what do you believe in? She goes, I just want to feel good. I'm just going to take medication. And I said, what do you believe in when it comes to your health? She goes, well, I've never thought about that. I go, do you believe that there's symptoms, if you listen to it and figure out what's causing it, they can get better? Or do you believe that you're told that you'll always have these problems because of your age or your genes, and that's what you're going to deal with? She goes, well, I believe the first one, that if we find what's happening, then we can help. I go, how's the medication working for that? She goes, it's not working. How's all your specialist visits that just does tons of tests and then medicates you? How's that working? She goes, it's not working. You guys, Elsa came into the clinic out of desperation, unfortunately. Headaches, neck pain, and no energy. She goes, I'm missing out on life. We did a full exam of her spine. We did x-rays to see what's causing this. In her neck, it should be a positive 45-degree curve. She should have a C-shaped curve from the side. And hers was at negative 10. She'd lost 100%, over 100% of the curvature in her neck. It was causing her thyroid issues. It was causing her energy problems. It was causing her sleep issues. And of course, it was causing her neck pain and headaches. We started to correct her spine. We started to bring her spine from negative 10 degrees to as close to 45 as possible. And Elsa, now I talked to her this past week. She's been under care for about 9 months. Elsa's headaches are gone. Her neck pain is non-existent. She has more energy than she ever has before. And she's lost 20 pounds in the last 9 months. Elsa's got her life back. Let's talk about a life transformed. That's what it's all about. And it all started with her coming to the clinic, seeing if we can help her by starting with her spine, and now she's got her life back. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want to schedule a new patient appointment, normally it's $140, but if you call and schedule right now, it's only $40. Listen, if you want to see if we can help you with your headaches, neck pain, energy, whatever it is, call in right now. I will schedule you for that new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment to see if we can help you is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in this week. It's been an awesome show. God bless, and tune in next time. Thanks so much. It's a little